Perek Yud Aleph, Chazanish, Ois Yud, and maybe Yud Aleph. The Chazanish continues, he says, Im ki kol b'nei adam b'sug echad v'in echad, even though all human beings are really the same type and one species. U'b'chol zois li'imotsu shnei anashim b'shivin v'chot. Nevertheless, you will never find two human beings that are exactly the same, that are similar, entirely similar. Which is really, though this is not really what he's discussing at this point, but it's really a continuation of what he was discussing up until now, and that is the Niflois Haburi. But imagine you had to make 9 billion people. You would run out of ideas and meters and characteristics after you hit whatever it is, 10,000, 100,000, a million. We're talking about thousands of millions. Thousands of 9,000 million is really the amount of people that there are, and that's just how many people live now. But that's how, in addition to all the people that lived since Briyas Ha'olam until now, none of them were entirely similar. V'chol ishu yechidi bein ha'ishim, and every human being is an individual amongst all other humans. Ein kishrin sichlei demel lechaveri, his intellect is not similar to his friend. V'ein midas nafshei demel lechaveri, and his midas, his character traits are not similar. V'toldu mechuyevis mizeh, an inevitable outcome, result of such a mitzias is, sheyesh lefamim yitzrein ish al mishneyu, that sometimes it happens that the difference between two different people is so great, barachim ufrazim, that their values are so different, like almost an exaggerated, mufraz is exaggerated, almost an exaggerated amount, ad shenidma she'en shneim echad besuga b'min. Two human beings are so different from each other that they almost don't even look like the same species. Though certainly they are. Where does it come from? Ha-hevdol b'midas ha-nefesh, the difference in a person's character traits is midas, l'chura inan inan v'kesher l'midas chachmasam. At face value, l'chura, he says, seemingly, they have no connection whatsoever to a person's level of chachma. Shal ishim ha-nevdolim, of the individuals. Umidas mushchaseis and corrupt midas la yigaru chokmas baleim. It would seem that just because a person has depraved or corrupt midas, that does not detract from their chokma. Ki lechokma tzarich kishrin hachokma, because for chokma you need the aspects that are bring about the talent, the kishrinos of chokma. Seichel tov, lev meivin. Person has to have strong intellect, a strong mind, and he has to have a heart that can understand. And therefore, a person could think, "Ma hefsed lekinin achochma mi ishach zarin that told me this arachmanis." What lacking is there? A person has the ability to think, "What lacking is there in a person's acquisition of chochma just because he's cruel and he's lacking mercy, or he's arrogant, or he's devachar akover and he's pursuing honor, kiyesubam in emidus azaris, and other types of negative traits." Aval ein adavar kein, even though seemingly it would seem that way. That is not the case. Be'emes. Ki chadal atzilus hanefesh v'noyim amidus hu chadal b'kinin hachochma. Because a lacking in a person's nobility, in his midus, and his pleasant, and v'noyim amidus, and pleasant midus, hu chadal b'kinin hachochma. In truth, it's really a lack in a person's chochma. Anetua hargeshes Ni'imais b'yisayin ha'chachma. I would maybe be curious, ha'noiteya. I'm not exactly sure how to translate these words. If it's, but it means basically that chachma is based, is rooted in the pleasant countenance, in midas tevois. That's the root of real chachma. What does it mean to say? Sosam v'lei pirish. There's a lot of very smart and chachma dika people that live there. Aristotle, supposedly that Rambam said about him that his level of chokhma was the highest level that a human being could reach. And nevertheless, he was the other mushkos. He was the person that was in his own bein adam lechaveri. Wasn't a person that was, as a famous story that they found him doing something that he himself did, preached not to do. And they asked him about it. And he says, "Oh, now I'm not Aristotle. Only I could preach here. You don't have to practice what we preach." We have Vilam, who reached the highest level of nevuah of which is also a level of chachma. It's much more than chachma, much more. And he was Adam Moshchus Adam Oid. What does it mean? What does it mean that it's a lack in chokhmah just because a person doesn't have midas tevet? So chur, the nekuda is exactly this nekuda, that even though he has chokhmah, the chokhmah, he never made a kinyan of chokhmah. A kinyan of chokhmah means that he's acquired the chokhmah, that it became one with him. That means that he practices what he preaches. He himself is the chokhmah. He himself, he's a chamor neisei svarim, if that's not the case. It could be he has a tremendous amount of knowledge. But we see nowadays, a person has all the knowledge at their fingertip. You could just type in any question and they'll answer for you. And nevertheless, you have the ability, the access to all chokhmah. But it doesn't make any people any greater, any be'etzem smarter. There's no kinyan of chokhmah. He remains a chamor neisei svarim. That means that he has, svarim doesn't have to mean teretic svarim. Chamor means chokhmah. Chokhmah, and a person that has the chokhmah, it's shayach even by it says about doyeg anachi teifel, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that kol chokhmas, kol terosim lehoysa elam en asaf v'lechutz. All the Torah, even though he was the Reish Sanhedrin, and he had the tremendous amount of chokhmah, and he was shoyol, sholish meyos shaylas b'r, migdal apareich ba'avir, like the Gemara says, tremendous amount of chokhmah that he had. Nevertheless, it was all min asaf v'lechutz. It never entered them, it never became part of them, it never, he was never acquainted with a kinyan, where he and the chokhmah became one. Continues the Chazon Ish. He says, Yesh ish misava lehitav lezulasai. Also, I'm not exactly sure how this connects to this last paragraph, but it's also totally in the a person's midos. Yesh ish misava lehitav lezulasai. You have a human who is desires giving over to overflow his kindness and to do good to whoever he encounters. Hapoik shem re'eu. Anytime that he encounters a friend, that's a source of joy. He smiles at them. He's always worried. Maybe he's worried that he didn't hit the bullseye. He didn't exactly do what his friend would want him to do. Maybe he said something that could offend him. There's no heartache by such a person. The thing that hurts him the most, that causes him the most pain in this world, is if chas v'shalom he caused somebody else pain. That's what causes him the most pain. Or if he's lacking in his ability to give his friend a chesed, if he wasn't able to do it, such a person, he never gets offended by his friend. That his heart, which is overflowing with love, covers over all pshayim. Maybe the mashal is for such a thing is we say betzim about a kol pshayim tchas avet. It's really a pasuk, right? What does that mean? Just a mashal ba'alma. You're walking down the street, we mentioned in the past, and all of a sudden you feel a huge slap on the back. And you're about to turn around and give the guy a punch in the face. Who is this that's hitting me? You turn around, and here's the guy you haven't seen 5 years. Since he came back to America, you haven't seen him from Eretz Yisrael, and finally he's here, and he's there with a huge smile, and you just hug him. What happened? What happened all of a sudden? You're ready to punch the guy in the face. The answer is that because you didn't realize what the smack was. You didn't realize who was giving it. But now that this is a guy that you love, then the whole thing turns out that was a love tap. That was a hello. That was a hug. That was a when a person has that level of ava towards everybody. Then even if the guy steps on his toe, and even the guy gives a sharp remark, and even though it's everything the person does, he's never going to get offended by it. Look at this. Bear in mind, I think this paragraph could only have been written by a Yid. There's no way that a guy could have written such a paragraph. To get to such a level of godless in midos, only, first of all, only somebody that got to such a level, only Chazon Ish could have written such a thing, but only something that hit that level, but only a Yid could possibly put this down on paper, I think. And he's prepared already up front to accept with total ava cuts and bruises, whether it means literal or figurative, in other words, sharp remarks that his friend is going to dole out to him. He knows not everybody has the ability to be has such noble midas. My afshal itzvayim hem. What already can you expect from everybody? Nevertheless, he honors them. He gives them honor. Sometimes a person thinks, what could he expect from everybody? He wasn't able to do like not everybody's able to do that. He doesn't look down at them. He doesn't look on them condescendingly. He's not looking down at these people that was coming to him that they weren't able to have such good midas. No, he himself, even though he realizes that not everybody has the echelus to perfect their midas, and he doesn't look down upon them. Kisafnuke hanefesh mefankin es baalim lies meshamish. Because the person's hard translation, pinukim, is like pinuk is a Hebrew word, is like to be spoiled or to be delicacy, something which is like a person's the delicacies, in other words, the sweet feelings of his nefesh cause him to want to be serve another person. That's what he wants to do, is to help out another person as much as he possibly could. L'mana teva mali, to reach the highest level of good. Gam b'shnei hafachim b'nei echad. Even though it would seem that it's totally, total, polar opposites in the same exact idea. What does that mean? On one hand, l'yos mashim es atzmai al kol she'al. On one hand, he blames himself on every step of the way. Al chesaron hashlemes b'segulas amidos. He comes down, he's critical of himself on any time that he's lacking in any one of his midas. Any one of his own negative midas, he comes down hard upon himself. He blames himself, how could it be that I do that? Mitzad sheni, on the other hand, but nevertheless, when it comes to somebody else, he didn't mean it, what could he expect? It wasn't on purpose, it wasn't the same exact thing that, had he done it, he would come down hard upon himself and blame himself. How could it be that I slipped up in such a midah, such a negative midah? When it comes to somebody else, he doesn't look at it with a derogatory eye. He doesn't look at it as the person messed up. No, what could he do? Even im ka'oves agol ha'chatov, even if his chatorim are thick like the ropes that could pull a carriage, nevertheless, he doesn't. And he knows that the person is not pure, and he knows that it could very well be that the person meant it when he. With his midas rise. It wasn't just a slip up. Nevertheless, when it comes to himself, he blames himself. When it comes to somebody else, he doesn't. Yikira nefesh denan. Such a refined soul, this fellow. Eina derish minafshe hitapkut yisera. He doesn't require extra amount of restraint. Vechagira shiris kayach, or to invest great effort, neged haragzinut atavit, to try to overcome the natural feeling of anger that comes when a person embarrasses him, or a person hits him, or a person says something that he shouldn't have said. V'neged ke'ev shel albanas panim. Nor does he need to exercise restraint when to overcome the feeling of pain if he was embarrassed. Ki nafshei kvar miluteshes, because his nefesh is already polished. U'mitzuchtachas, and it's already shined. He already has caused his nefesh to shine. She'en mekabels ksam. It doesn't even accept any stains anymore. In other words, somebody that does something bad to him, it just slides off. And he's totally satisfied, and he's totally elated with a eternal joy in his matzif. What does that mean? So Chavis Lavavas discusses, and how does the person get to it? Chavis Lavavas discusses the person, he says the story of the Chacham Echad, who was in the bottom of the boat, and a person relieved himself on top of this... Chacham Echad, and the Chacham didn't feel any bit of anger towards the person that did that. He says that was the highest point in my entire life that I was able to get to such a level. What does that mean? What a chutzpah that this person did, that he relieved himself on used the bathroom on top of this person. Where's your basic derech eretz? Where's, you don't even feel anything? The answer is that when a person realizes that he's not dependent, every person feels dependent on the way that other people view him. If a person views me in a lowly manner, then obviously I have a chasar. If a person is willing to use the bathroom on top of me, then obviously there's something really wrong. There's something that's... How is he not makar my godless? What's going on over here? However, if a person doesn't feel dependent on anybody else for his godless, he knows that he's a ben melech, and he knows his own internal, his own intrinsic and inherent milas. Then he's not dependent on anybody else. He doesn't need anybody to clap for him. He doesn't need anybody to stand up for him. He doesn't need anybody to show him covered. And a person can be mevazim. It doesn't change anything. because I'm not going to be, I'm not dependent on somebody else for my kavod. I have my kavod regardless. So the story is about Yashiv. He once gave a certain psak, and somebody Kinir was not happy with his psak, and they put a pashkavil, they put a big signs all over the place, in Yerushalayim, in Mei Yesharim, in between his house and Tiferet Bachurim, where you go travel, walk every day. Because he's walking from his house to Shul, and sure enough, on both sides, big, huge signs screaming, can I get the psak that he gave? Totally oblivious, walking, totally ignoring what's going on. Sartinisht doesn't bother him at all. Kitzur, his gabbai, the person that was walking with him, he says, Rebbe, doesn't bother you what's written on all these signs? So he said, Obstashtetnisht in Gemara, says it's not written in the Gemara, then it's not Messias. I care. If you're telling me that in the Gemara is Kineged Psak that I gave, fine. In the Shulchan Aruch, fine. But Kasam Chaim Yankel decided that he doesn't like what I said, so therefore also I'm Mishubit, I have to feel bad because of him. I gave the Psak, I'll the way that I learned in the Torah, and that's it. That's the. I'm not Mishubit, I'm not dependent on anybody else to get it. That's the godless of a year that he's able to get to that. To realize, I do what I have to do, I work on my midos. I'm in a chanami, I understand that a person, and I blame myself if I have a negative midah. That has nothing to do with anybody else. That has nothing to do with, I don't look down upon them. It's an extremely high level to be able to work on yourself and to tzaka an emesa oivet Hashem, to work on yourself and to overcome and shevi yipol tzadik v'kam, and he's able to overcome. And then when it happens to somebody else, if somebody else is nichshol in that, he doesn't look down upon them. He doesn't, right? I do what I have to do, but in no way does that affect anything with anybody else. It doesn't affect the way that I look at anybody else, and the way that somebody else looks at me also is not going to affect the way that I look at myself.